I am so grateful to be here, and I can't help but smile just looking at you, because I know you will become part of my heart, and I don't even know you yet, but I can attest to how God has worked in my life as a pastor. And in the last 24 years of full-time ministry, each of the congregations I have served, from Morristown United Methodist Church to Springfield Emmanuel United Methodist Church to the Caldwell United Methodist Church, those congregations and those good people have become part of my heart, and I have become part of theirs. And so I trust that this is how God works in my life and in the lives of the churches that I'm grateful to serve. So we are strangers now at some level, but I know that we won't be strangers for long. It will take time to grow in our trust and our appreciation of one another, but I trust God that this is how God works, that trust will grow. And when trust can grow, then we're really freed up to follow Jesus wherever Jesus leads us. If we in this congregation can learn well from each other as to what it is to trust, then we can take that out there, where trust is so needed. The closer we follow Jesus here, the more able we'll be to forgive. And when we can do that well here and practice forgiving, sometimes with stumbles and haltering steps, when we can practice forgiving here, then we can take it out there, where the world doesn't have many good images of what forgiveness looks like. If we can learn here in following Jesus what it is to be compassionate, we'll have a better chance of bringing that compassion out there to a world that does not necessarily understand or appreciate compassion. God calls us to be the church. And to be the church, it's a strange thing. We're the only institution that I know of that exists for people outside of itself. We don't exist for ourselves. We exist to be witnesses to the love of God in Jesus, so that the world might know that God is love. And our purpose for being is not necessarily to benefit the Chatham United Methodist Church. It is to benefit the world. John Wesley was right when he said, "The world is my parish." And friends, we are all part of that rich heritage of being sent out. So as followers of Jesus, it is always good for us to take a good look at Jesus and to listen with the ears of our hearts to what Jesus might say on any given Sunday or any time we pick up the scriptures. Now, let me confess something to you that I don't presume to know how to best serve up the gospel at the Chatham United Methodist Church. In the last 12 years at the Caldwell United Methodist Church, I learned how to serve up the delicious and nutritious gospel of our Lord. I knew who liked meat and potatoes gospel. I knew who liked vegetarian gospel. I knew who liked family style gospel or buffet line gospel. And I knew that those who were raised in the Methodist Church, I knew that they liked covered dish gospel. Complete with the Jell-O molds. with little morsels of nutrition tucked in. I don't know how you like the gospel, but I will learn, and I hope you will share with me how God has nurtured you in the past, and how God has blessed you in your worship life, in your life of service, in your prayer life. I really look forward to hearing your stories and to learn from your faithfulness. I don't presume to bring Christ here. Christ has been here for well over 200 years, and in a cosmic Christ sense, long before that. So let me just lift up a few things from today's gospel that Kimberly read that maybe will help us in our shared journey of faith and as we seek to be in ministry together. In this particular passage, the calling of the 70, Jesus calls 70 people. We don't know their names. We don't know what they looked like. So for the early church, those 70 represented us, you and me, and all those who are trying to follow Jesus. Maybe they had names like Barbara or Hillary or Ida. Maybe they had names like Bridget or Kimberly or Amy or Lauren or Aaron or Chris or Tom. Maybe they had names just like ours. And Jesus said to them some things that we in the church in the year of our Lord 2013 need to continue to practice or discover if we are going to be faithful followers of Jesus. Jesus sent them out and said, I want you to go ahead of me to the places I'm about to go. To use secular terminology, we're the advance team for Jesus. Jesus is going to go someplace. We're not doing more than preparing the way for what Jesus is going to do in people's lives. So, advance team, how will we prepare people to meet Jesus? Jesus is going to do the hard work. He's going to be the one bringing the harvest. We're the sowers of seed. And we have a choice, as Christians have for 2,000 years, a choice of what kind of seeds will they be? Will they be seeds of judgment or will they be seeds of love? I can only attest that the seeds of love I have seen sown grow very well and give abundance of fruit. The seeds of judgment don't usually grow into fruitful things. So we are being sent out ahead of Jesus to prepare the way for the Lord. Then Jesus says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to bring more laborers. Friends, I don't know if you have a prayer list. I'm just curious. How many of you have a list of people and situations that you pray for regularly? Did you just show your hands? Oh, thank you for your ministry of prayer. Please add this to your prayer list. We need to pray to the Lord of the harvest to bring more laborers. Because God has a lot of work for us to do. And I have already heard from good and faithful people here in the Chatham United Methodist Church of the many magnificent ministries, and then almost immediately afterwards I hear this, but we need more people. I've heard that from UMW people, United Methodist Women. I've heard that just last Sunday I was talking with Stu and Otmar and Rob, and they were saying, I said to them, thank you for putting the sermons up on the website and for helping the world be able to catch a glimpse of what God is doing here, because that's how people visit a church for a first time or a second or third time. It's not through the doors, it's through the website. And they said to me, well, we're glad to do that, but we really need more help. So, does everybody know Rob? Rob's the one behind the camera. Seek Rob out today or call him up this week and say, I'm willing to help film. I'm willing to help learn what Otmar is doing in the sound booth. We need a lot of help with this so that we can form teams to spread the gospel in cyberspace. The world is our parish. Then Jesus said to the group of 70, he said, when you go, now this is really humbling for me to say this. You know how Jesus came to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable? So this, for me, goes in the realm of afflicting the comfortable, me. Jesus said, take no bag, no purse, no sandals. I can't tell you how many times I thought about that verse preparing for this day as we watched the moving company bring box after box out of one parsonage and into another parsonage, and I just felt indicted, and I numerous times said, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. I particularly prayed that as I watched them wheel my elliptical exercise machine up onto the truck and my Weber grill onto the truck. I justified myself a little bit by saying, Jesus said nothing about a Weber grill. But I get the gist. Jesus was saying, travel light. You don't need all that stuff. It gets in the way. It makes it hard to turn on a dime. And that's what we have to do as Christians, because the Holy Spirit is often giving us opportunities that are fleeting, and we need to be able to think quickly and respond and go where the Spirit leads us. Some people have heard this scripture and they've given up the life they've known and left it all behind so that they could be present to what God is doing in their lives. So pack light. Pack light. Finally, Jesus instructs the 70 and us to say these words. He says, go into the house, eat what is served, and say this to the people who live in those homes. Peace to this house. Peace to this house. Would you say that with me? Peace to this house. When we come into this building for worship or ministry or fellowship or committee meetings, I invite you to quietly say that prayer for God to continue to bless the Chatham United Methodist Church. Can we say together for this church, peace to this house? For your homes, for your family dining tables, for your bedrooms and kitchens that you can imagine just by me mentioning that, let us pray God's blessings upon our homes, our apartments, our dormitories, the places where we dwell or will dwell. Can we say together, peace to this house? For the people we know, the families we know, the friends we know who are living with uncertainty, who are living with diagnoses they wish they weren't living with. For those people and families and situations who are going through crisis that we know of, that we can picture even now. For those who are entering seasons of unknown and who are afraid, can we pray Jesus a blessing on them even now? Peace be to this house. Friends, the peace of God is within us. Below all of the tumult, underneath the chaos. This is how God has created us. But sometimes we need to be still enough to experience moments, just glimpses, of the peace that passes understanding. The peace of Christ, who is always with us and always with them. But maybe God is calling each of us, however we do that, to bring peace out there to the people, the workplaces, the families, the neighborhoods. God may be calling us to do that together, and God may be calling us to do that as individuals, however God calls us. Let us do the work of Christ and bring peace to a broken and hurting world. May it be so in your life and in mine. Amen.